You stole my breath and I'm dying to catch it. One knock at my door and I let you in. You give half of your heart cause you know.
Just heard a snippet of the new single It Kills Me by country artist Annika. Annika Easley is one of the most strongest and most dynamic voices in country radio today, and she is bringing piano music to country music. Annika is a storyteller. She's an accomplished musician, a vocalist, and songwriter known for her soulful vocals. Her voice takes audience members on a musical journey, filling spaces in their hearts and souls with rich, nuanced emotion. Annika's ability to capture audiences comes not just from her musical charisma, but from a freshly authentic and often comedic personality. Since 2014, she has engaged and entertained audiences around the world as the lead singer of the CCMA-nominated Leaving Thomas duo, and now as a highly anticipated solo artist with her powerful vocals and incredible songwriting. Here to talk about her new single and her new music on the way is country artist Annika. Hi, Annika. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I always love hearing that we have an interview with you when a new song comes out. You've always been one of my biggest and best supporters.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're okay. The baby's okay.
Yes. All is well. All is very busy and chaotic, but certainly a very fun season of life.
Well, special gift.
Yes,
special,
exactly.
Special gift. A baby girl and a boy.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Family.
Yeah, so far so good. Spencer was ready for number three as soon as I left the hospital.
Oh,
so,
no.
You never know. I'm always like, when we have one of those chaotic nights or you know, your mornings where you wake up and you feel like you've been hit by a truck, I keep saying, like, are we sure we want more? But, you know, for now, two is keeping us busy.
Well, two under the age of two.
Yes. It's
crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing good. Amazing. I'm so happy whenever I hear you have new music.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah.
So sweet.
Congratulations as well on your nominations. That was pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it's one of these things where my manager will often submit me for things, and I always think in the back of my head, like, well, it doesn't hurt to try, but, you know. I never think anything is actually going to, I'm not going to get nominated for anything. And so it's always fun to be recognized by the community. And, you know, you have such little control over that. But I always look at those situations as always fun little bonuses.
Well, there is so much created around you when it comes to music and your songwriting. And so many people that we talk about you all the time on this show.
Oh,
all
so
the
nice.
Time. Well, because your husband, too, he's producing.
Yes, he's involved in so much.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know how you guys are managing to balance life right now.
Well, like I said, it's a challenge. That's why when I think about adding a third to the mix, I'm like, you know, he's getting ready to go on tour with Brett in the fall.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's right.
Sure, like, you want me to be pregnant with our third at that time? Like, that might be a little much, but that's why I always say it's one day at a time for sure.
I bet. Because yes. You just never know what's around the corner. And, oh, Lord.
Exactly.
I remember those days. Remember those days. Mine's much older now, but yeah.
How old?
He's 35.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that crazy? It's so funny. I was on a walk with my sister today, and like a grandmother came out saying, my oldest grandson is 15 now, and, you know, it just flies by. She's like, and I said, I know that already now as a mom. You know, year one, I felt moved pretty normally, but then Levi's going to be two in July, and the last year, even just adding another kid to the mix makes everything go by so much quicker.
It does.
just less time to do everything. And it's no joke when you start having kids, how time really does fly.
It does. And that's why everybody always says, like, just enjoy those moments, like take that breather and just watch. Watch them play together. And
for sure.
It's such an important time, time for you. Special Mother's Day.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. In more ways than one. Both of us share so much in common there, but your mom,
it's always bittersweet.
That's right. So your mom's like looking down on you going, oh, that's such an incredible blessing. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Special, special weekend that would have been for you.
Yes.
How are you managing with the songwriting and doing all this stuff at the same time for you? I know Spencer's super busy, but so are you.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of where we're at in terms of writing and releasing music is I'm really grateful that I had the year of COVID to kind of write a ton, because my issue is not a lack of songs. I have too many songs that I want to share. And so I would say I've not been very focused on songwriting in the last year because we've been focused on releasing the songs I already love. I think oftentimes as songwriters, we keep writing all the time and you keep wanting to beat your other songs, but those other songs are still great songs. And so I really wanted to not get in the habit of just writing, and then only releasing whatever's latest and I'm most excited about. So
That's
been really great because I haven't really had the time to write, because anytime I have that extra that's not related to being a mom or music, very limited. So what I want to do is make sure an effort to do proper releases for these songs instead of spending all this time writing them and not really giving them the greatest shot to succeed when they're released. So that's how I'm managing, by basically limiting what I do with the music right now. We're very much in the releasing and promoting phase. And I know that when we get back to the creative side of writing again, that will feel so great. But right now I'm really excited to share the songs that I've had, you know, in my pocket for the last 3-4 years.
Which is kind of cool considering what you're going through right now. Like, it's perfect timing for you to be able to, okay, I can still be a mom. I can still do all these things. And these songs are already done and prepared, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I always say, I mean, I could not do what I do with music if I wasn't married to Spencer. Like, that was a total God-given gift, because it can be like, oh, the kids are down for naps. Let's record a vocal. Oh, you know, when we had the newborns, I was recording while breastfeeding. Like, you know, we just can fit things in. Whereas if I was, you know, in a typical relationship with the producer, where I'd have to say, okay, let me schedule a time when I've got to come and make sure my voice is on point that exact time. And, you know, he's also my greatest encourager, because on those days where it's like, you know, should I keep doing music or should I just kind of, like, I'm a mom now. I'm not cool anymore. I'm not,
good Lord, girl. Anymore. I'll be right on that bandwagon with him telling you, no, you need to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one that knows the songs because he's written them with me. And he's like, there is so much more for you to share. And so
you're so good.
I feel like that's how we're able to manage, because we both have each other to kind of
big deal.
Always encourage each other.
And you got away for a little bit of a vacation too recently.
Yes. Yes.
Which is awesome.
Sister's trip to Montana over the long weekend. And
Montana.
Yes, so that was really fun.
That's on my bucket list.
Oh, you've never been?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Oh, I grew up going every summer, and I worked there for 3 summers.
Oh, doing what? What did you do?
I was a camp counselor.
Are you kidding?
Camp on the lake there, yeah. So
wow.
My siblings worked there, so it was very nostalgic to go back, and it was really fun.
You would be a blast as an instructor.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I
camp counselor.
I definitely had lots of energy. I was kind of known as the Energizer Bunny at camp.
And, you still are.
Yeah, exactly. It carried on with me to my life as an adult. But yeah, no, I'm very fortunate that I'm married to someone who can watch the kids fully on his own, and so I will be spending lots of time watching them while Spencer's on tour. So he's very good about encouraging me to get away. You know, knowing that.
He's going to be gone.
Coming up, where I'm going to be home alone with the kiddos. So,
gotcha. It's
always so helpful, though, to take a break. I come back refreshed and excited to spend the week with the kids, and you know, because we don't have any we don't do any daycare. It's the two of us. And so mm-hmm. sometimes you just need a little break to come back, and then you start thinking of all the fun things you want to do the following week. And now that it's nice out, you know, we want to go to the zoo one day. We want to go to, we go to the park every day. And it's just so fun to come back and be excited to do all these things because you just had a little bit of a break.
And those little, you know? Little breaks, they count. Yes. They so count right
yes,
now.
Yes, for sure.
They really do. Let's talk about the EP, because when you were on the show last time, you were still releasing Side A and for Standstill, and there were 7 tracks on that EP, and such a brilliant, brilliant EP. But this whole series for you, this other project that you're getting ready to release as well, is the other half, so Side B, yes. for Standstill. Such incredible songs that you've had so far. What did it feel like to be nominated for some of those songs for Side A?
Yeah, so I, yes, YYC, I was nominated for the album and for...
Encore.
There were 3 of them. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. For Encore, yes, yes. It's one of these things where this album is so personal to me. The title track of the album, Standstill, is just very much about where I am in my life right now, which is kind of what we already discussed about, you know, appreciating where you are, taking that breath mm-hmm. and that moment. And I feel like when awards come into the picture, the way I look at it is it's just reassuring me that other people are relating to what I'm going through. Like, truly, because I don't necessarily make music for people, like what I want people to listen to. It's mm-hmm. more about, I'm going to write about what's on my heart. I'm going to sing what's going on in my life or what I want to sing about. And to know that it resonated with people is always just the cherry on top. And so I think in this industry, you get so caught up in dreams and chart numbers and award nominations that you'll drive yourself crazy trying to figure out what to do next, because mm-hmm. and then you kind of lose yourself in the process. And so I was really pleased that something that I released that was really my own creative vision mm-hmm. and with no certain expectations in mind of how the industry or fans would react,
which is perfect,
possibly was like such a great bonus.
Absolutely. I keep yeah. telling every young artist that comes on here to focus in that direction, because right. you can't chase radio. You just
no.
cannot under no. any circumstances do that. Do you want to have a radio release? For sure. But if right. that's the reasons why you're creating yeah, right now, it won't yeah. work. It's
no, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always think about how things that seem really important right now, you won't really care about in 20 years. And so
true.
I love the idea that my kids will listen to this album knowing this was, you know, I wrote all these songs when I was pregnant with both of them at different times mm-hmm. and how I want that album to be accurate and authentic to who I am mm-hmm. in this moment, because it's like this little mini time capsule. And so for them to be able to look back and say, oh, this was my mom singing, you know, it just puts things into perspective. So
it definitely does.
It's much
yeah.
more important to release something that's authentically me. And that I'm so happy with, rather mm-hmm. than trying to chase what you think is going to be the next sound or the next big thing. I mean,
you spin your wheels doing that.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely.
Sure.
Let's talk about the 7 tracks. We'll do that briefly
okay.
here. So
yeah.
the first 7 tracks, tell us about the inspiration behind that EP.
Yeah, that song, that EP has a lot of love songs on it. I'm happily married now 5 years, and I think you can tell with the songs. I'm losing the name of it right now. Love Looks Like You
mm-hmm.
Was one of the sides, the parts of the twingle that I loved. Stand Still, I wrote shortly after I got married and my mom passed away, and I had moved to Nashville. It's almost everything on that album was written when I was either engaged or newly married. Mm-hmm. And so I was in this very exciting, new, adventurous time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I also lost my mom a month after I got married. And so I was also in this time of incredible grief and loss. And so music was really my escape during that time. Mm-hmm. And then it was so special that I got to write with my husband. So he really understands me in a way that I think a lot of newlyweds don't get to experience each other. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like when I look back on the album, it screams to me that phase of my life. And not that every song on there is a love song, but it was a song written with my husband, and it sounds like a more mature version of myself, maybe a bit more serious in some ways than some of my previous releases, but also still some fun aspects to it.
Well, it really showcases bringing piano to country music, yes. Which I love.
Oh, love. I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. That was a big thing for me. We kept on trying to figure out, you know, when we were looking at producing styles and what we wanted to do. Of course, you know, Spencer said, let's just do what feels natural to you, and wherever it lands, it lands. And who cares if it's not in country, then we'll figure that out from there. Mm-hmm. But what ended up happening was I said, well, me is me at the piano. That is where I feel most comfortable as an artist. And I feel, let's just write with the piano. Let's release songs that have piano in them and not be afraid to do it. And when we finished producing them, we said, this still sounds country to me, even though there's piano music in here, you know? Mm-hmm. Country is so much about the storytelling aspect of things.
And you are a master at storytelling.
Oh, thank you.
You always deliver the story. I lose myself every single time in your voice too, because you got that grit. You know how much I love that grit in your voice. I can feel the pain when you talk, and I can feel the love when you're in that story. And it's just such a special thing to listen to. And that's why no matter what you release, it's just, I know it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much, Kim. That's so sweet. I appreciate that.
You are good, girl. You are really good. And I can't remember who I had on the show. It was about a month ago. They're a fairly new artist.
Okay.
And was it Tyler Joe Miller?
Okay.
I kept saying he needed to do a duet with you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I said I was putting the bug in your ear. Yeah.
I met him at CMA's probably 6 years ago outside of a bar, and he was the nicest guy. I just always remember meeting him, and he was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Might be in the future. You never know.
Well, I'm putting the bug in your ear. That's all I can say. I think the two of your voices would be something pretty special.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. You're just so talented. And as the duets, you kill it doing that too. So
thank you. I was going to say, I can't say much about it, but there is another duet with someone coming out in
for
the
side B.
It's not on my record. It's on this other person's record. So I'm the guest artist on theirs.
You can't drop a hint a little bit?
I can't drop a hint because I really don't know what their rules are around it. But another duet is coming.
Awesome. Well, that makes me happy.
Oh, I'm glad.
That makes me really happy. Let's talk about side B, because Strangers, is Strangers a part of that?
So no, Stranger separate. I gotta remember Mel is the one that keeps track of all of that. I think you're right, it's on side B.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is.
Because you released this last year. You released it in December.
Yes.
Oh no,
yes.
Wait. The video in December. You released it in May last year, I think.
Right.
Somewhere around there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was gonna say I get these release dates mixed up because it's not as easy as it used to be with just one album date, you know, it's all these singles and then trying to remember which one they're on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this side B definitely is in the same vein as side A, because I want this to sound like a cohesive, thank you for that word, and consistent sound. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to sound like two different records.
Mm-hmm.
But side B really brings just a few more fun, kind of different breakup anthems
that are so much fun.
Yeah, we've got like this pop. Strangers was very pop rock. That was really fun.
It was such a great tune. We're going to play this one today because I didn't play on the last one. So I wanted to talk about the writing of this one because it's a breakup anthem. But man,
yes, it is.
Love story gone wrong. And we all can relate to those.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like, it's powerful and fun to sing, and it's like all the we've got like majorly stacked vocals in there. I recorded that song before I was pregnant with Levi, so that
are you
has been,
serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
To get that song out there after literal years of it being recorded already was such a dream. And so yeah, we had like that pop rock anthem, and then this new single, "It Kills Me," is a very dramatic, sultry, you know, James Bond vibe. And so just things that I think sometimes you can't get away with in the typical pop country world.
That's true.
And so I'm just kind of having fun with it and releasing music that shows a few different personality sides of me while still, you know, there'll be some songs on there that are classic Annika that really complement the side A tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And just sprinkled with a bit of fun and different sides of me.
I loved Strangers because you get such great guitar playing as well in this one, and you and the piano's in there, but your vocals are so gritty. It delivers the dirt in this
Thank you.
I don't know what else to call it. It delivers the dirt.
I love it. Delivers the dirt. That's
it delivers
great,
the dirt.
That's a great phrase. Yes.
Well, we got to remember when things aren't working, you know, it's just tend to go back, and we shouldn't,
yep.
right? And
yep.
the easiest thing is to go back because we understand that pain. But,
right.
you know, with Strangers, I loved the flip on this. And I think that's why you're seeing fans gravitate to that, because instead of
yes.
it being something that you go back to, it's an empowering message.
Yeah.
No,
and
strangers. We're not going to be friends. We're going to be strangers.
That's right.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, because I was notorious for my breakups to be, you know, well, we can still be friends.
You and I
you
are
know,
too
I'll
much alike.
Go on vacation with your family.
We
and,
talk about this
all
the time.
Send you a Christmas card. Like, that was my way. But
it's mine too, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's just who I am. But people often ask me, how do you write breakup songs when you're, you know, a happily married woman? And that is the beauty of co-writing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't explain how many ideas come from just conversation with other people based on what they're going through. And so I wrote that song with Aaron Pollock. And at the time, that was his situation. He was, you know, finally done with the situation and had made a commitment to move on. And he was very much in that phase of, I'm not going to try to be friends anymore. I'm putting my line in the sand. And I just glommed onto it. And I remember I said, well, what if the song was called Strangers? Like, I wanted, and it started off with, you know, I want to be your I want to be strangers again, or kind of like, I wish I never met you, because then we ended up coming up with that hook. And we wrote that song at a cabin together, just off the cuff, kind of. It wasn't even a planned writing session. And we wrote this song, and, you know, 3+ years later, it finally got released. So he's well moved on from that phase, that feeling, but it's amazing how many people still relate to it, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have some, just from my stories to tell you, yeah.
Yeah?
You'd be able to write so easily off of what I'm going through right now, yeah.
Oh, I'm almost sad to hear that in some ways.
I know. Yeah. It is what it is. It is
yeah.
what it is, right? But
for
you know,
sure.
you don't see it coming. But
I know
when it's
and that
there.
Was,
yeah,
that's ironically how Spencer and I ended up together too. Was we were writing after he got divorced. I had just been broken up with, and we were both feeling like kind of losers together. And we said, well, we might as well write some songs about the heartbreak we're both experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember saying to him, Spencer, you are so amazing. You'll find someone. You deserve to find someone. And then I thought to myself, well, why doesn't he just date me? And here we go. So, you know, he never thought he would get married again. He never thought he would, you know, especially me. We had known each other for 5 years and never seen each other that way. And so once we were both out of relationships and kind of commiserating together, that's how we found each other. So.
Well, it's because you understand each other. It's built on a friendship first.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes a big difference. A lot of us make those mistakes where we do it the other way around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just never should have. That's all
right.
I can say. love this one. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Strangers by my very special guest, country artist Annika, here on Music's Journey.
I was the one that you would run to because you knew that I cared. Told you my deepest, darkest secrets when nobody was there. 3 years gone by, I wonder why I just can't get myself together. Tried to impress with what was left of me, but you say it's whatever. Now you're crying in my car, getting pretty good at breaking my.
That was Strangers by country artist Annika. That was released in 2022. Such an incredible, incredible message that's in this one. I always love these breakup anthems. You are so darn good at them. Tell us about the music video for this, because this was pretty cool, because you just showcased that, premiered in December of 2022.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, I often find that country music videos sometimes get a little predictable, you know, and I wanted to do something really fun, and I wanted to tell a story, and I wanted to not be the person that it was about, because this is just a song that is so not the phase of life I'm in right now. And I'm lucky enough to know so many wonderful actors. My best friend is an actor, Tanaj. He plays the lead male in the film.
Okay.
And then Natasha is his friend, who I said, who's an actress that you have good chemistry with, that you'd like to work with and might be willing to help me out with this project. And she just totally jumped into it. She was so excited. And it was an amazing experience, because we didn't necessarily have, you know, a script that we wanted them to follow, but we knew we wanted to get certain points across, you know, that they'd broken up, that they had a close relationship, and that they were in love. And so we really had so many moments where we just said, why don't you guys, you know, for example, pretend this is the conversation before she gives back her key to the apartment, you know, like, what does that look like? And so they would have this conversation, kind of improvising it. Obviously, you can't see it on the music video because there's no audio, but we got really genuine performances from them. And Oliver Banyard has done all of my videos. He did the Leaving Thomas videos, a lot of them. He was just, he's one of the greatest out there. And he's so good at just letting actors do what they do best.
Nice.
And so it was really fun to see a story that I had written in the song form come to life through actors acting it out. It
was I was going to say that. That's got to be so cool to be able to sit back and actually be in the directing seat.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
to lyrics that you wrote and watch them literally come to life. So that's really cool. Nice.
Yeah. And they... the video has over 50,000 views. Like, people, you know, it's just fun again when you create something. And honestly, when you're creating it, it's just fun to do it. That you're like, if people want to watch this, great. If not, I'm really happy that this is, you know, part of this release. And so to see that it got view, you know, so many views was really great. And
it's a great song. It's a really good song. That's why.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, like I said, it just right off the top, just the beat. Immediately taking you into that
right away.
Yeah, it's just like, it was just something really different, which I loved it. It was just such a great song for you. Something completely different than what we were seeing,
yes,
you know,
yes,
in
exactly.
the first side. So that's what I loved about it. But at the same topic.
So glad.
Yeah, very cool. We all can relate to this stuff because at some point in our life, we're all going through it. You know, we're going through it, hopefully just once.
Yes.
And not more than that. But generally, we tend to go through it a bit more. So everybody can relate to it, in whether or not you're 16 to whether or not you're older. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, we all get something from this song. But yeah, you deliver. You're gritty. Gritty vocals. Dirty
thank
song.
You.
Dirty, dirty love song. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm so glad.
I love it when you have fun because you're so cool at your creative end of it.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you put the piano in there. So
yes,
glad you did.
I'm glad it's appreciated.
It is. And I appreciate it even more in the next single.
Okay,
your new single.
Yes.
So let's talk about this one because this is different. Really bluesy. Love that.
Okay.
Love, 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 love.
Yes, I grew up listening to blues music. One of my mom's favorite stories to tell was how I was in a grocery store when I was about 7 years old, and my mom had the five kids in Costco, and I went up to this. I was kind of just being silly and entertaining people, and I was singing bad whiskey made me lose my happy home, and this woman next to my mother just thought, what is this girl doing? Like, my mom didn't care, you know. She was like, well, there's Annika off entertaining people singing the blues. But we grew up listening to the blues in my house, and my dad loves it when I sing the blues. And so I'm leaning into that more with this song and actually the next single that's coming out.
Oh, cool.
This song is a bit more, it's less greasy and less gritty than some of the blues stuff.
It's a love story, yeah.
But it has that soulfulness and that sultry kind of vibe. And again, it was inspired by kind of the song Skyfall for a James Bond flick.
I can see that. Definitely see that.
Yeah, I just wanted to do something dramatic and fun. And Spencer had that piano part, that piano lick for many months before I said, this sounds like a James Bond theme. And then
guitar solo,
we got into this
too.
Idea of the metaphor of, you know, you're slowly dying when you're with someone because you're just letting them hurt you over and over again.
Told you, you're speaking to my heart. You're speaking to my heart.
Yes.
I'm listening to this one. I can
a
just
dramatic song about it.
I could just turn around and go, yep, this one. Yes. There was a reason why I listened to this one today.
Oh,
there's a hidden message in there somewhere.
yes. It's definitely one of these things where I said it's a very dramatic way to express that feeling, and it's kind of an old school vibe that I love. And we just had so much fun with it, with the strings and the piano and
the guitar,
you know,
too.
Big cinematic,
guitar solos.
Yeah,
it was really well done, and I was just, there's so many elements to it, And it's just so much to appreciate. And that's why when you listen to it a couple of times, like, oh, I didn't hear that before. And it was, it's just such a great song. I think fans are going to absolutely love this one. Love this one. If they don't, I don't know. I have to shake them up a little bit.
Well,
I'm going
to get them to call you.
That's right.
Complain to you and you can convince them otherwise.
Well, this one's going to be going international, so we're going to be playing this one and just getting it out there because it's just so much to appreciate with this one. Tell us about the inspiration for writing this one, where that one came from.
Well, again, this is sometimes I always say people kind of assume that we start off songs based on the lyrics, based on the hook, the title. Mm-hmm. But this was a song where it really was inspired by that piano part. Sounded to me, I just heard it and thought James Bond, and then thought almost about, like, you know, I used to love acting when I was a kid, and I thought, oh, I would love to kind of write a song almost like being this character, this very dramatic kind of
very cool
woman. I'm also thinking when you see the music video for this one,
I heard there's going to be a little
twist. I hope it'll blow your socks off because we're in the process of editing it now, but I play the lead in it, and I'm very much a character that is, it's pretty fun. So I don't want to give too much of it away, but
this is the most cinematic video that you've ever released, right? But there's a real plot twist to this one.
Oh, there's a plot. There's guns and furs and cars.
Really?
And, you know, there's a lot going on.
So that's going to suit the song well.
Yes, exactly.
Very
cool. So now
even
when I sing it, I kind of imagine myself to be the character in the music video. And it's almost like an alter ego. Like I kind of wanted to.
I can't wait.
That sultry side of people that maybe they don't necessarily access all the time. But there wasn't an inspiration necessarily for the hook or the lyrics of it. It
just that piano
from the music, which sometimes I think is a beautiful way to write because it lets the music do the talking and
you're carrying on that story.
Yes.
You're carrying on the story from the notes. Wow, that is so cool. We're going to play this one right now. Here's the brand new single, It Kills Me by country artist Annika here on Music's Journey.
One knock at my door and I let you in. You give half of your heart cause you know that I'll take it. Mine's on the line but I know you won't save it. You're gonna break it, so here we go again. I don't know why, when I see you I don't take off running. I ain't blind, that smile in your eyes. Every time you leave.
So here we go again. I don't know why, when I see you I don't take off running, and I ain't blind, oh, that smile in your eyes don't mean nothing, no, I don't need to wait, but I'm already suffering, every time you leave, you just leave me wondering, why do I love you when it kills?
That was the brand new single, It Kills Me, by my very special guest, country artist Annika. Killer vocals. And as I said before, love the elements this song. The gritty guitar to the piano. There's just so much to talk about with this one. Now, the video's coming out on June 19th, right?
Yes.
Part. And yeah, this is so cool. I am really, really excited for you. I cannot wait to see you with your acting chops. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. I was going to say, hopefully I don't let you down.
You never do.
I'm glad.
You never do. Cannot wait. Good. Now you've got some, well, let's talk about the video end of it. The good and the bad.
Yes.
Share a little bit about that, about making these videos.
Yeah. The video for this one, the challenge was we wanted a 70s vibe to it, mm-hmm. but you know, we also wanted to film it in Calgary. I love filming in Calgary using Calgary videographers, Calgary photographers, Calgary costume. Like, I love supporting the other artists
local
in my mm-hmm. community. And so both Strangers was shot entirely in Calgary, and so was this one. And one of the major parts of the storyline is we needed we really wanted a vintage car, and you know, I happen to have a brother-in-law who collects vintage cars and lent us his car, and then we needed kind of a 70s looking bar, and we were able to find this basement speakeasy kind of vibe.
Oh.
And it was just absolutely perfect. And we ended up shooting the scenes with the car when the sun was setting over Calgary, and it was beautiful, and I don't know, everything just worked out as it should. One of the negative things, or one of the challenges, is that I have a tendency to just ask Spencer to be in all my music videos because it's easier than, you know, hiring an actor. Mm-hmm. But I have realized that Spencer's good at lots of things, but acting is not his strongest suit. And he knows it. He makes fun of himself, so he's fine with me saying that. But he had to play my love interest, and we're not very good at like
acting that
love
out
on camera. We're just like so awkward on screen sometimes. But anyway, he had to do a very demanding part in this one. We're in the editing process. He's always scared he's going to get completely cut. And I said, don't worry, you won't get cut. You're too important to the plot line. But I'm definitely trimming your part.
You're trimming.
Not really giving me Oscar-winning performances here. So I just love him because he just jumps in and says, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And maybe sometimes he could say, no, maybe you should hire someone. But we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work because I also think it's kind of funny that in hopefully, you know, 30 years, we can look back and my kids can say, look, mom and dad are in all these music videos together. So, yeah.
I'm laughing because I know what your character is like.
Yes, exactly.
And I could see you on set. I could absolutely see you.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of laughs on set. I will say that.
We'll get Bill there and it'll all work out just fine.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah, we all know what Bill's like.
He definitely can make us laugh on set.
Every
sure.
time. Every time, yeah. From what I hear. He's just, yeah.
Yes.
I'm He's hearing more and laugh. More.
Yes.
Let's talk about, well, that one's coming out on June 19th. When, you said you got more coming as well.
Yes. Then I'm in Toronto for Canadian Music Week in June, I'm recording the music video for my next single, which is a very bluesy song. that I'm very excited about. It's an upbeat, fun, kind of another breakup anthem. So
nice. Do I get to see the filming in the making?
That's on a different day. So
is it?
That's on a different day. We're doing basically me and another artist are going to share this space and do a bunch of photo, video. You know, Mel has it scheduled down to the every 10-minute increment. You know,
bet.
I think I'm doing makeup and hair at, like, not even kidding, 5:30 a.m. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty tight schedule, but I should definitely take some behind-the-scenes pictures or give you a little sneak peek of it so you can get an idea
awesome.
Of what we're doing.
I would love that. Love that.
Yeah.
So exciting. So exciting. Okay, so we got that one coming. And when is the EP? Do you know when the EP is going to be released?
I'm not confident enough to give you an exact date. We've always given dates, and then sometimes singles end up taking longer, or they end up being more successful, or there's more momentum mm-hmm. around them, so we keep promoting them longer. So I don't have an exact
date
on the EP release, but you know, it'll kind of be dependent on how this song performs and maybe our plans for the next one. And
okay,
we'll see how it goes.
Well, you got to come back and talk about these ones now that...
Of course.
I got
you. Love that.
Yeah, too.
Absolutely.
Now, you're also going to be performing NXME.
Yeah, so if you've heard of South by Southwest, this is kind of a partner festival. This is North by Northeast, and so it's a festival that's in Toronto every year. And it features artists from many, many different genres. And it's similar to Canadian Music Week. But like I said, it's kind of, there's the South by Southwest. There's also North by Northwest. There's kind of just these partner festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be performing at midnight on a Friday night. I can't remember the last time I've been out at midnight.
She's going to be gone. I'm normally sleeping by 9:30.
Exactly. The baby's up 4 hours later. So that will be a challenge for me to, like,
wow.
make sure I'm awake. Of course, as soon as I get there, I know I will liven up. But so that's going to be really fun just because it's going to be a different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Both these festivals I'm doing in June are not country-specific festivals. So I'm really excited to see a lot
see
of other
different
acts,
side.
Other people in the industry outside of country music.
Nice.
And also see some of my country friends there too.
Really looking forward to seeing you play live again. It's been way too long.
I know, it's about time.
I think so.
Yeah.
I cannot wait, you know, till this video comes out and I get to see that as well. So any other shows you can announce or plans?
Those are the only ones that I can announce right now.
Okay.
I'm doing a few shows that are not confirmed yet. So hopefully performing throughout the summer, and I'll be at the CCMAs in Hamilton, and that's always a fun time. Hopefully get some performance opportunities during that week. And, you know, until then, I just got a baby on a hip and breastfeeding the other and trying to take care of a husband and make a record and, you know, do all the things. And so I really appreciate you taking the time to learn about this new single and what I've got going on. And
always.
Your words are always so lovely and kind, and I'm so appreciative of them.
Always. You know I'm such a huge fan. I still, to this day, and honestly can say, you are the best voice in country music.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I stand by that. You are just such an amazing singer, and what an incredible storyteller and songwriter you are.
So thank you, Kim.
I know you've been busy writing with some other people too.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
Well, I kind of have my core writing group, which now half of them live in Nashville. Thankfully, COVID gave us the gift of, you know, realizing Zoom is a great way to write music. So my main songwriting group is Chris Yurchuk, Aaron Pollock, and Spencer. So that's kind of the core group. And then we add people in here and there. And I'm sure by the time I get back to writing, there's going to be a whole new generation, honestly, of writers that are out there doing it.
I bet you every award show you're going, okay, you know, I remember being in that position where, you know, you're just wondering who to talk to and who to connect with. And
it's, I always say songwriting is kind of like dating, where you got to go on lots of dates with them and you've got to see, I usually give everyone at least 2 dates. And it's not because they have to impress me. It's just, you know, are we a good match? Are we a good fit? sometimes I meet, I've had writing sessions where the other person is great and they're amazing, but their skills are exactly what my skills are, you know? And so
true. Okay.
My skills are not necessarily lyrics or production elements at all. I'm basically a melody is my strong suit. And obviously I play the piano. So, you know, I love meeting with a guitarist or someone who's really great at lyrics. Spencer, one thing he's really great at is kind of imagining how things can be produced and starting with tracks. Like I don't normally write with tracks because I can't make tracks, but Spencer can. And so when I look at the four of us that have written a lot of the songs coming out and wrote my latest single, Chris Yurchuk is known for his lyrics. He's just an amazing lyricist. Aaron is a fantastic guitar player and, you know, chords and melody. I'm definitely a melody gal. I think it's because I know I'm the one singing it, so I've got to come up with something that I like to sing and that I can fit in my range. And then Spencer is great at editing and listening to it as a, you know, kind of being in the room while it's being created, but also having the mind of what a producer's going to do with it and so where we can go with it. So,
I'm
sure there will be more writers in the future. And almost most of them will be introduced to me, I'm sure, through those three writers themselves. But
your husband,
love co-writing. It's such a great experience.
Yeah, like that's a really solid team. Like you said, you're looking at it in a way that is going to suit you and everything that you've got to do. And
exactly.
Being able to produce what you need to for a project or, you know, that's really good. You always get that core team that knows you and understands you and you can deliver every time.
Yes.
Very cool. Your husband has been talked about again on this show because he writes with so many.
Yes, yes.
And produces. And
yes.
Almost every single artist
He's
I've had on
busy.
Here.
He's like I said, this is why I'm the one getting up with the baby in the night, I guess. He's like, I got songwriting sessions and production sessions and mixing sessions. I mean, Spencer mixes a lot of people.
He does.
People's music in the Canadian country scene, too. So he's always up to something.
Mm-hmm. And he's good at it. He is so good at it. That's why the awards are there. So,
yes.
So cool. Well, congratulations to you both on Baby Eden. She is such a doll. She is such a doll. I cannot wish you any more love than what I do because you are just so amazing and we appreciate every single thing that you do and your incredible hubby. So thank you so much for all that you bring us in this music industry as people that are in this as well as the fans because I'm a huge fan.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me on your show and for always, you know, keeping up to date with what I'm up to and encouraging me and supporting the music and my whole family in general. We so appreciate it.
We appreciate you and congratulations on this new single, Killer.
Thank you so much. Vocals. Happy listening.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. So I will talk to you really soon and I will see you in June.
I'm looking forward to it.
That
sounds great.
All right. You take care.
You
get some rest and say hi to hubby for me.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Kim.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Annika, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing The Commoners, Dustin Bird, Aaron Allen, Jason Benoit, Madeline Merlot, Tim Hicks, Griffin Palmer, David Boyd Janes, Tegan Gaze, Jay Coote, the winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. We've got Mike Whiteside, Jade Eagleson, The Heels, New Moon Junction, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Ty Wilson, Rock Band Harmonies, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Abby Stewart, Pete L'Esperance, and so many more. Don't forget you can check out all the shows you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
It's barely been a year since you went and cut me loose. I used to wait up for your call, staring at the wall. No, it wasn't easy, wouldn't have believed me if I said I'd start feeling strong. There was no one there to hold me, so I made friends with lonely, and that's when I started moving on. I thought I was through with this letting go, but when I see you, I ain't even close. I do my best not to let it show. You were the drug I already quit, but when I see you, I need another hit. I know I'm through the worst of it, but it still hurts just a little bit. You used to have a hold on me, you were gravity, but then you gave me so much space, thought I'd suffocate. But now I'm breathing easy, wouldn't have believed me if I said it just takes some time. I built up my defenses, it's like I can sense it before you even cross my mind.
But it still hurts just a little.